Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today, we're featuring everybody's favorite tomatoes. No tomato will ever taste better than the one you grow and pick from your own garden. There's a lot to know about growing tomatoes, but here are the basics. First, tomatoes are a warm weather crop, to be sure, so plant outdoors after all risk of frost have passed. Next, the soil should drain well and be thoroughly amended with compost, aged manure, rotted leaves, and other organic matter. That should supply all the nutrients your plants need, but it wouldn't hurt to add additional balanced organic fertilizer into the soil before planting or provide supplemental feedings every 3 weeks with a natural balanced fertilizer. Space your plants at least 2 feet apart in all directions. Tomatoes are very unique in how they're planted. When you dig the planting hole, make it deep enough so that all but the top 4 inches or top 2 leaf nodes are above the ground after you backfill the hole. Cut away all the leaves below that point and yes, bury the rest of the plant. A lot of stem goes in the ground, I know, but it's that stem with all its hairy little fibers that will become roots, resulting in a stronger, healthier, and more drought-tolerant plant. Thoroughly water in your plants and you're off to an excellent start. Next, add a 3-inch layer of mulch. Besides all the other benefits, like retaining moisture and weed suppression, mulch helps keep your plants from getting diseases that reside in the soil and splashing up onto the leaves. Irrigation is another important consideration. Consistently moist, not wet soil is what you're going for. Soaker hoses do a nice job of fitting the bill, especially when placed underneath the mulch and set on automatic timers. And while the plants are young, you'll need to stake or add support for your plants as they grow. Some varieties get really tall while others stay short and bushy, but even those need support since the weight of a plant loaded with fruit is just too much for the stem of a tomato plant. When it comes to deciding which varieties to grow, the sky's the limit. But I can tell you, if you're new to growing, consider disease-resistant hybrids, and Burpee Home Gardens has some great choices. If you have the room, consider indeterminate varieties for plants that grow and produce all season long. Or if you have a small space or just a container, then determinate varieties that stay smaller are the right choice. In my garden, I try new varieties every year and I love it that way. Okay, so what about pest and disease issues? Well, they're common when growing tomatoes. There's no denying that. But fear not, because there are a few things you can do to minimize their impact. First, stay proactive in scouting for problems. One of the most common pests is the tomato hornworm, a big green caterpillar that eats the leaves and stems. But simply removing these guys from the plant is all you need to do for control. As for diseases, several are common, namely fungal blights that can affect plants early, starting from the bottom. Besides a generous layer of mulch, avoid overhead watering and remove any leaves that show the first signs of yellowing or spotting. That's important to help prevent it from spreading. And lastly, look for disease-resistant varieties when you go to buy your plants. And when it's time to harvest, the most flavorful tomatoes are those picked at the peak of ripeness, in full color, with flesh that's firm but yields slightly under pressure. Fortunately, tomatoes picked before that will still continue to ripen too. There's a lot more to know about growing tomatoes, but this will get you off to a great start. And now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to this podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them at burpeehomegardens.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens, How Do I Grow That podcast.